044 Govinda Lilamrita, the eternal transcendental pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We're discussing the Madhyan midday pastimes, Madhyan Lila, at Sri Radha Kund, 10:48 in the morning until 3:36 p.m. in the afternoon. Radha steals the forest of Vrindavan. Brinda says, "Hey, king and queen of the forest of Braj, Radhika Shyam, you and the Sakis, please hear the request of the six seasons wish to make at your lotus feet. The Sad Ritu Devis, the six goddesses of the different seasons of transcendental Vrindavan. In chorus, the six seasons pray together, 'O Radha Govinda, we are your maid servants. We have decorated the forest out of love for you.'" We have decorated the forest out of love for you. "Now please come and have a look and make our labor fruitful by enjoying here in the forest." Brinda says, "Hey, masters of our lives, all the mobile and immobile denizens of the forest are begging, please grace us by showing your splendid meeting. Please fulfill our desire to serve you." Meanwhile, Madhu Mangal and Subal Sukha arrive and say, "Hey, Priya Bandhu, just see how Radha has stolen all the wealth from the forest with the beauty and sweetness of her divine body. Besides that, all of Radha's sakis have taken all the fruits and flowers from the forest." Nandimukhi, Madhu Mangal's younger Brahmani sister, arrives and exclaims, "All glories to Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav ki jai, Radha Madhav ki jai." Bhagavati Purnamasi sends her blessings and this kind advice. Quote, "O Radhe Shyam, Vrindavan's sovereign monarch named Kandarpa Chakravarti, who wields a fierce scepter, has crowned both of you equally to rule his kingdom. Kandarpa Maharaj, or Kandarpa Chakravarti, the emperor named Cupid, has assigned cuckoos and bumblebees to be your attendants. Do not quarrel among yourselves. Bickering will only disturb your conjugal pleasure. And later you will have to suffer Kandarparaj's revenge. So please take my advice and peacefully enjoy the kingdom along with the fruits of your prema." Thus concludes the message from Purnamasi, the yogini guru of Braj. And Nandimukhi continues, "Listen, Purnamasi also told me, quote, 'If Radha Govinda continue to quarrel, then you, Nandimukhi, should consult Brinda and decide who started the trouble. Then come and present the facts to me. Krishna replies, Nandimukhi, you know Radha's behavior very well. So how will our sweet meeting be possible then? This thief, known as Radha, and her gang of Sakis have plundered the forest wealth and even stolen my flute. Kundalata says, All right, now just tell us truthfully what was the verdict when both of you proudly went before Kandarpa Maharaj to settle your differences. Krishna. When I appeared with Radha before Kandarpa Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, you should punish this girl for looting the forest. But first, you should collect the stolen goods and return them to me. Then Kandarparaj asked Radha for her version of the story. And Radha said, No, 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 it's not like that. Krishna and his friends have trampled all the fruits and flowers with their herds of wandering cows. But we preserve the beauty of the forest with our golden effulgence. Even though Radha is guilty, Kandarpa believed her false story and took her side. I am submitting the case to you because Kandarpa failed to punish Radha. Even though Radha is guilty, Kandarpa believed her false story and took her side. I am now submitting the case to you because Kandarpa failed to punish Radha. Kundalata says after listening to Krishna, Oh Krishna, if Kandarpa Raj is partial towards Radha, then why did he plunder the jewel of her youth? Krishna replied, Understanding Kandarpa's hint, I decided to take the matter into my own hands. But aho, Radha retaliated when I began to punish her and assaulted me with greater stamina. Hearing Krishna's testimony, Radha's voice falters and she raises her eyebrows to lance Krishna with a sharp glance. Radha's voice falters and she raises her eyebrows to lance Krishna with a sharp glance. Then Radha chastises Kundalata by striking her with her pastime lotus flower. Needless to say, Kundalata Sakhi derives great bliss by the exchange. Then Krishna removes the letter from his turban which he had written earlier with moistened kumkum, and he hands it to Nandimukhi. First, Nandimukhi mumbles the contents to herself. And then reads it aloud to satisfy everyone's curiosity. What did Krishna write in that letter? Quote, Krishna said, All glories to the all-powerful Lord of Love, Kandarpa Maharaj. He hereby makes it known to Nandimukhi, Kundalata, Brinda, and all the assembled Sakis that Radha indeed stole the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan. This Shri, wealth of beauty, must be returned. Furthermore, all of you must settle Madhava's dispute over the stolen flute. Seeing the Sakis puzzled over this news written on Krishna's letter, Vishakha says, Shyam, I do not understand. Previously, Radha confessed before Kandarparaj that she had not stolen anything from the forest residents. Rather, Radha enriches the beauty of the forest with her divine golden effulgence. Lalita says, Oh, Vishakha, don't be foolish. Why bother mentioning that? The beauty of the forest of Vrindavan is simply the reflection of Radhika's enchanting form. So, if some unscrupulous person tries to defame us before the Maharaj, then what can he do? Since the forest belongs to us, we will maintain it and enjoy its fruits and flowers. But if you say that we should execute Kandarpa's order, then I will reply, Look, our Vrindavaneshwari nourishes the forest as if it were her own Sakhi. That flute was initiated with a mantra to destroy the chastity of the Braja Gopis. Unfortunately, we have not seen it. And if by chance we do find that flute, we will throw it in the Yamuna so it will be carried to the sea. Nandimukhi says, Hey Krishna, Radhika said, I have returned the forest's wealth. Why don't you investigate to confirm this? Then you can look into the matter of your stolen flute. Eager to inaugurate their forest pastimes, Ban Bihar, wandering through the six seasonal forest of Radhakund, Lalita pulls Radha forward into the forest and says, Come on! I will show everyone how your beauty actually maintains the forest. As Krishna and Manumangal and Subal and Nandimukhi and Dhanishta and Kundalata and Brinda and all the gopis and mandris walk with Krishna and Radha into the beautiful forest of Vrindavan around Radhakund. As everyone proceeds into the forest, everyone is amazed to see how the trees, creepers, flowers, leaves, birds, and deer have all become covered by the divine golden effulgence emanating from Srimati Radharani's incomparably beautiful divine form. Nandimukhi exclaims, Aho, Brishubhano Nandini is right. The astonishing effulgence of her body, which creates a festival for our eyes, is indeed nourishing the whole forest of Braj. Krishna replies, "Hey Nandi, when Radha goes home and leaves the forest, then she takes all the beauty of the forest with her. But fearing King Cupid, Radha replaces that wealth when she returns." My guess is that Radha uses some sort of magic to do this. Seeing the smiling Sakis intoxicated over Radha's glories, Madhav Mangal quickly escorts Krishna to the front. The bluish-black effulgence of Krishna merges with Radhika's golden effulgence to turn the whole forest emerald green. Then Madhav Mangal blissfully says, "The bluish-black effulgence of Krishna merges with Radha's golden effulgence to turn the entire forest emerald green." Then Madhav Mangal blissfully says, "Aho, Sakis, just behold the wonderful combination of Radha Govinda's luster. Their bodily colors have merged to escape the attack of Kandarparaj." Tunga Vidya, the Kavirani, smiles and says, "Oh, I think that all of we Sakis and Mandris are the reflection of Radha Krishna's prema. Look, their divine qualities have decorated all of us." Thus ends the discussion about Radha's stealing the beauty of the forest.